Well, happy seventh Sunday of Easter, everyone. And since Ascension was this last Thursday, the actual day on which the church commemorates Ascension is always on a Thursday, 40 days after Easter, Thursday somehow doesn't seem to be the natural gathering point for the church, so we've just decided to celebrate that day today. So I guess I will also say happy Ascension Day, 3 days late. This is the one festival, the one story in which Jesus seems to have some superhero qualities. If you've ever seen a picture of the Ascension, you see Jesus being lifted up, carried on the clouds, kind of hovering over the disciples as he is lifted up and taken into heaven. And so with that thought, having looked at a few paintings, I was thinking about superheroes and, well, superpowers. I mean, the idea of a superhero doesn't have much lasting power with Jesus, but there is something about him that is completely unlike a normal human being. There's an icebreaker game, which we use sometimes with our youth, but I've also heard is used in job interviews, in which you ask someone a question that's kind of counter to fact. So in this particular case, if you had a superpower, what would it be and why? The goal of the question, of course, is to get you to think outside your normal human limitations and to imagine what you could change or what you could become or where you could go if only you had no limits. The very presence of Jesus risen from the dead invites us to think like that, though in a different way. Maybe ask the question this way. If you had the power to overcome death, what would you do and why? Or perhaps it might be better to ask the question this way. If you had access to someone who could overcome death, what would you ask him to do and why? If he was right there in your midst, if you could see that indeed he had nothing to be afraid of anymore, what would you ask of him to do? The disciples who gathered with Jesus on that first ascension day asked him this: Rabbi, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? The tragedy of that question may elude us, but it is a question that betrays their pain and their hope. For they knew that Jesus was king, risen from the dead, powerful over the worst force that could harm us. But they also knew that Pontius Pilate was still their governor, that Herod was still their puppet king, that Caesar still had his army, and that though Jesus was risen, any next day could be someone else's Good Friday. Wouldn't it be amazing if Jesus would use his superpower, his I've defeated death and have nothing to be afraid of anymore power, to get rid of the Romans and set their nation to right? Wouldn't it be great if he could fulfill all God's ancient promises and just make things good again? What would Easter power be for, if not to make things good again for their nation, for their tribe? Anybody prayed lately that things might get back to normal? For the congregation? For the nation, for your family, for your school system. Any parents out there can give me an amen? And by normal right now, I mean pre-pandemic normal, though, you know, if I had someone right in my midst, in the flesh, who could do anything, I think I might ask God to add a few aspects in that are really good from previous decades. The 1950s, I'm told, were particularly good for churches. But the ascension of Jesus, which we are celebrating today, tells us that Jesus is not in the business of using his I've defeated death and have nothing to fear power to just restore things to their former glory. In fact, Jesus, as the ascended Lord, is not using his power in the ways that we might normally imagine at all. And certainly not for our small group, whether we want to define that as our congregation or our family or our nation or our school system. The ascension of Jesus actually reveals that all of those small groups are far too small a theater for all that God wants to do. lifted up from the earth, seated at the right hand of the Father, the risen Jesus now rules every place on earth. So how will you use your superpower, Jesus, now our ascended Lord? We ask. And he says, wait. Wait for the Holy Spirit, and then I'm going to turn you into tellers of stories. You'll be my witnesses, he says. And that word witness has two meanings. On the one hand, it means people who have seen him, who know what he has done, healing people, forgiving people, breaking bread. A witness is someone who knows the story of Jesus inside and out, and who can tell someone else about it. But in time, and all through the book of Acts, witnesses will also come to mean people who can see what Jesus is doing right now. Active as he is all over the earth, not physically, but in the power of the Spirit. Witnesses are people who remember Jesus' story so completely that they are able to respond when they see it unfolding in front of them. And so Ascension reveals not that Jesus will use his power to make all things normal. Ascension reveals that the promise of Easter is that we will all become tellers of stories, witnesses to Jesus. And that will have an impact, even though Pontius Pilate is still governor, and even though Caesar still has armies, and even though people are very, very divided, and the pandemic is still with us, and even though we feel awfully confused at times about how to feel be church right now. Telling the story will have an impact, because Jesus promises to make it so. I have seen the power of the telling of stories in the ministry of this congregation. I think particularly of community dinner. That is one place where I often hear people say something about the commandment that Jesus gave to feed people. Feed my sheep, Jesus said, or as much as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. And so the church has gathered in Butler when it became recognized how hunger was a problem in this community, churches started feeding people. Now, sometimes in this congregation, we have an amazing amount of participation, and I know sometimes people get tired and wonder, how in the world are we going to continue to do this week in, week out? And then someone tells another story, like, well, I guess it's just going to have to be like the feeding the 5,000. We will use what God gives us, and lo and behold, there will be a feast. The work continues. That's Easter power at work. That's Jesus' power as the ascended Lord at work. And it has become so much a part of us that maybe we forget to think of it as a superpower. But it is how Jesus turns us into people who are able to talk about who he is, into people who know that he reigns in heaven and are able to see his face in the face of a neighbor or a stranger or somebody not at all like ourselves. In a few minutes, we are going to be baptizing Vivian Elizabeth into the death and resurrection of Christ. The power of Easter will become hers by God's promise, by water and the word. And Vivian Elizabeth, what we are praying for you, what your sponsors and parents are going to be promising is that they are going to tell you stories so that you might become a teller of stories, so that you might become a witness to Christ, living always in the power of our ascended Lord Jesus, who comes down to earth and yet reigns on high. Amen.